I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More Christians have been released in Eritrea, but the fight isn't over yet. Of the 35 believers arrested at prayer meetings last month, 22 were set free on Sunday. Along with fellow persecution watchdogs, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is trying to get to the details of the 13 who remain behind bars. VOM Canada's Greg Musselman tells us.
Over the years, we've heard of thousands of evangelicals being put in military prisons, shipping containers, just horrible situations. Eritrea has been linked to kind of the North Korea of Africa.
Join us in asking God to strengthen believers in prison and pray they'll know they're not forgotten. Look for this story at missionnews.org to advocate on their behalf.
We need to have our governments put pressure on the Eritrean government, say, look, if you want to have relationships with our countries, you need to ease up on these Christians.
And poverty, disease, and war entrap countless multitudes throughout the continent of Africa. There are plenty of reasons to leave difficult nations behind, but not many ways to escape.
Education is freedom for so many.
Teach Beyond's Tammy Peter says they focus on communities with little or no access to education.
We have a program called Open Schools Worldwide, which trains volunteers, local Africans, with a curriculum which brings the children up to grade 3 of literacy and grade 3 of numeracy. It enables them to start a little business, to not be ripped off. It enables them to help support their parents.
And Christ is at the center of every lesson. Pandemic shutdowns closed schools across Africa last year, robbing a generation of its future. Learn how you can help kids get back on track at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.